victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Would Jesus Wear a Rolex? Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People judge God on this planet every day. And sadly, far too many of them judge him unfair. It's going on all over the place. There are people, I'm talking about believers now, things happen in their life, they don't understand it. Maybe they call themselves trying to believe a certain way, expecting a certain thing, it didn't happen. This thing happened that they didn't think should have happened or no, shouldn't have happened. And even believers have gone, God, this is not right. This is not fair. Well, hold on. What's not fair? They're saying you're not fair. They're saying you didn't do something you should have done for me. You let something happen you shouldn't have let happen. You didn't do something you should have done. It's not right. It's not fair. You hear people all the time in this world talking about, well, now, how could a God who's a God of love let this happen or do this or not do this? What are they saying? They are judging God, aren't they? And they're judging Him as what? Unfair. Unfair. But what did the first part of the Scripture say? Yea, let God be true. And every man that says something like that, every man that judges God unfaithful and untrue, that man is a liar. That woman is a liar because God is fair. Come on, anybody believe this beside me? God is fair. He's fair. Now there's times that the devil will come to people because of things they don't see and they don't understand. And he'll say, where's God now? Where's your God? You're supposed to believe it's your God that's so faithful. Where is He? Where is He? Why did this happen? Why didn't this happen? He's accusing God to you. Yes, sir. He's accusing God of being unfaithful to you. He's accusing God of not being fair. But you should know He's a liar. Yes. I said you should know He's a liar. Yes. But friend, not just a few. There are untold numbers of people who no longer go to church. They no longer read their Bibles. They no longer pray. They feel like God has let them down. God wasn't there for them. God wasn't fair. But it's a lie. Amen. I said it's a lie. Yes, it's a lie. Friend, I don't care what's going on and what you see or don't see or what you think or don't think or what happened or what didn't happen. God is the best friend you will ever have. Yes. And if you start feeling hard at Him and leave Him, you are ignorant. Because you're leaving your help. You're running away from and feeling hard at the only one that can fix it for you. And it's stupid. And you know, I hope you understand, we're not talking about three or four people. There are many, many, many people. They're mad at God. They're upset with God. I want you to know the Word is true. In fact, let me just read some of these to you. Psalm 9:16. You don't have to turn there, just listen. It says, the Lord is known by the judgment which He executes. The Lord is known, the NIV says, by His justice. He's known in heaven. He's known on the earth. He's known throughout eternity as the just one. Glory to God. He's known for His justness. We read this just recently in our regular reading, Psalm 36. Did you remember it? Verse 5 says, "Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep, O Lord. You preserve man and beast. How excellent is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of your house. And you'll make them drink of the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light shall we see light." The psalmist also said in Psalm 119, 137, he said, "Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments." God is fair. He is just in everything He does and everything He does not do. He is just. He's right. He's fair. "Well, it sure don't look that way to me." Well, there's just something wrong with your looker. Because He is. "Well, I just don't see how that can be right." Well, there's just something wrong with the way you see. Because He's right. He's good. He allows a lot of things that don't please Him. He allows a lot of things that are not His will. There are a lot of things He wants to do, but people won't believe Him. And they won't open the door. And they won't obey Him. And they won't cooperate. He'd have to violate His word to do it for Him anyway. And He can't do that because He's righteous. Because He's perfect. He is the righteous judge of all the earth. And His judgments are perfect and good and righteous. There's been a few times in my life that things didn't happen the way I was trying to believe, maybe with somebody else for them to happen. Thinking of years ago, a particular family member that I was believing for. I had believed with one individual, and man, they had a miraculous healing. Doctors said they couldn't live. Everybody thought they should have been dead weeks ago. They got totally healed, went home, went back to work. Glory to God. Well, man, I'm excited about this. So a couple of years later, we had a similar situation with another relative. I thought, well, hey, let's do it again. We know how to do this now. And so I began to try to help them and minister to them. And everything seemed to be the same way. And they got worse and worse and worse and worse and died. Well, it bothered me. I thought, oh, God, you know, I thought we were believing. I thought this or that. But thank God I had enough sense to know God didn't let me down. Are y'all with me or not? I had enough sense to know this. If there was a failing somewhere, it wasn't with Him. His word's still true. And He's good. And come to find out, it took a little while for things to come out. But some things came out that opened my eyes to what was really going on. I won't go into detail about it. But when they did, I thought, oh, Lord, You are more merciful than I would have asked You to be in that situation. I didn't know that. I didn't see that. Well, that's the way it is every other day. Are you with me now? There's stuff we don't see. And stuff we don't know. And there's people down here shaking their fists and going, God, that's not right. God, that's not fair. You shouldn't have. You should have. You didn't. And they're judging God and they're calling Him unjust and unfaithful. But I'm telling you, there's coming a day when everything's going to be laid bare and everybody's going to see it for exactly what it was. And when it is seen, every mouth is going to be stopped. And everybody's going to see that God was right. He was fair. He was just in everything He did and everything He did not. I believe it now. I don't have to wait to then. How about you? Whether I see it or whether I don't. And there will be in life. There will be some things you don't understand. There will be some things you don't know why. Some things that, you know, the devil will try to come and tell you, well, God didn't come through for you. There are some things you don't know. Don't dwell on what you don't know. But come to what you do know. And stand up in the middle of it, even if it's with tears. You stand up and you say, I don't know this, and I don't know why that, and I don't know it seems this or that. But I know this. I know this. God, You are faithful. I know this. You are true. You are righteous. You are fair. Fair and just and good. Whether I see it or not, You are. And I believe it. And I'm telling you, if you'll be like that, God will do things for you. He will move for you. He will help you.
Thank you, Lord.
You'll be graced through what might seem like hard times to other people. You'll come out shining. Somebody say glory to God. Go with me, please, to Genesis, the 26th chapter, and at the same time, if you would, find Mark, chapter 10. Let's open these two places. Genesis 26, Mark 10. What does that have to do with would Jesus wear a Rolex? Well, quite a lot, actually. Why? Well, because some people have Rolexes, and some people don't. Is that fair? Some people live in 20-room mansions, and some people live in cardboard boxes. Is that fair? Oh, boy. Some people drive $100,000 cars. Some people walk everywhere they go. Is that fair? Oh, boy. Can you feel that? Is God fair?
Yes.
Somebody says, well, life is not fair. You're talking about what's life? How's the world treating you, people say? Hey, the world will hurt you. Right? The world is not fair. And just living life in the world is not fair. They don't need you coming crying going, it's not fair. You should already know. It ain't fair. It ain't fair. But let me tell you who is fair. God is fair. He's fair in everybody He helps and prospers, and He's fair in everybody He hasn't. He's fair. He's good. How many remember what He told you? You know, Cain got so upset because Abel brought Fluffy. We talked about it and gave in faith. And Cain, we went into some detail about it. He was covetous. He couldn't turn loose of his best like Abel did because he was too covetous. And so he didn't bring his best. And so his heart wasn't there and his faith wasn't there. And God was displeased with his offering and wouldn't receive it. But the Lord told him, He said, if you do well, shall you not be accepted? What's He telling him? You can have this. You can have the same blessing Abel's got. I'll bless you. I'll increase you. If you'll do what He did.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, What's It to You? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R904G. That's R904G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.